Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Landmark English. All right, Bill, I have a very serious question for you today. Can you imitate a lion?
Ooh, a lion, okay. Ow, my leg!
Okay, all right. How about wild monkeys?
Ooh, wild monkeys. Okay, let me try. Let's see, they kind of go like... Hey, bring back my leg!
Yes, okay, well, there's animals in nature, not just humans, that can imitate the sounds of things. I mean, some of them aren't as good as Bill, but there's one animal in particular that is really good at it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the parrot, that bird that's really known for its ability to imitate sounds.
Okay, Bill, let's get ready now and read the first part of today's article.
Some species of parrots are known for their ability to imitate sounds, including the human voice. Also, some researchers believe that unlike other birds, parrots can actually understand the sounds.
The African gray offers a great example of a parrot's communication skills. It can easily learn hundreds of words and sounds. As the name suggests, this parrot is mostly gray. But even though it's not the most colorful parrot, the African gray is certainly the brightest.
All right, though, let's jump back to the top and forget about pirates for a moment and talk about some other types of birds and parrots specifically. It starts out, some species of parrots are known for their ability to imitate sounds, including the human voice. So, this is what we talked about a little bit yesterday, these different kinds of parrots. So, species, just different kinds, but they're still parrots. They're known for. So, it's sort of like when you think of a parrot, you think of this. It's just like they're connected in some way. Parrots are known for their ability to imitate sounds, including the human voice. And if you can imitate something, it just means that you can do it just like that thing or that person.
Right, your ability is the fact that you can do something. So that's why people know about these parrots. The next sentence says, also, some researchers believe that unlike other birds, parrots can actually understand the sounds. So researchers are the scientists, right? And they also believe this or think this is true. Unlike other birds, parrots can do something. When you say unlike other of whatever, birds, animals, people, it means other things the other birds hear can't do this. Can't do what? Can't actually understand the sounds. Wow, so parrots can hear the human voice and listen to the words. They can even make human sounds and make human-sounding words, and they might even understand it, so they know what they're saying.
All right, well, let's go into that next paragraph, which starts off, the African gray offers a great example of a parrot's communication skills.
Hey, the African gray what? That's kind of strange to not have, you know, a noun, a thing that is African and gray.
Well, it's in capital letters, so we know it's the name of something. It's the African gray, a type of parrot, and it offers a great example of a parrot's communication skills. The ability to communicate with someone is just the ability to understand or maybe an expression of an idea, talk to someone, and just communicate some idea.
Right, so the parrots can actually talk. That's the thing, and this African gray is a great example of a parrot that knows how to communicate. It can easily learn hundreds of words and sounds. So the it here, of course, is the African gray parrot. But you know, when we use it like this, we say it, we say the African gray. We don't mean one parrot, we mean that type of parrot. So any parrot that is an African gray, that kind of parrot, right? Any of them can easily learn hundreds of words and sounds. So they're really good at learning how to make these new sounds and how to make words.
Definitely. It sounds like a really impressive skill for a bird to be able to come up with sounds and be able to talk back to you. All right, well, the next sentence says, as the name suggests, this parrot is mostly gray. All right, well, when something is suggesting of something, it means, like, you don't have to actually be told. It's just a little understated way of telling you what we're actually saying.
Right, when you make a suggestion, of course, you give a thing that maybe could be possible. So let's say you asked me, where do you want to go to dinner? And I say, well, I suggest that we go to, I don't know, McDonald's, right? It means that's my idea. So if something suggests something to you in this way, when we use it in more of a writing kind of sense, it means it gives you this idea that this idea is true. So the name kind of makes us think that it must be true that the parrot is mostly gray, or most of the parrot is gray in color.
All right. The last sentence of that second paragraph says, but even though it's not the most colorful parrot, the African gray is certainly the brightest. Okay, this is sort of a strange sentence, and it's got a little bit of a play on words. You want to give it a try, Bill?
Yeah, because brightest usually means that it's kind of shiny. It has a lot of light coming off it. And if we're talking about a color that's bright, we would mean like yellow or really bright orange, right? A light color. But here, we're saying that it's gray right away, right? It's not that colorful. In fact, it's not the most colorful. And you know, that's a really good way to phrase things in English. Like I could say, now you know, Siobhan, I'm not the most intelligent person around, but I do know that the African gray is the brightest because it's really smart.
That's right, and I teach a lot of children here in Taiwan, and I could say that most of the children I teach in Taiwan are really bright, just naturally smart.
Well, hey, wouldn't the opposite then be that a person who is not smart is dark?
Not dark, but we usually say dull. So it's not like you're really a dark color, you're just a little bit understated.
Right, or you can also say dim, right? D-I-M. That also means that the light is not that bright. It's kind of dark in the room. But if you say somebody is a bit dim or a bit dull, well, you mean they're not really all that smart.
Well, it's a great explanation, Bill. Okay, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of that paragraph.
Hello, my name's Daphne. Some species of parrots are known for their ability. 以他们的能力著名。这个能力呢，就是后面的不定词片语 to imitate sounds, 模仿声音。这个声音当中呢，还包括了 including the human voice, 也就是人的声音。Believe 呢是一个及物动词，后面由 that 所引导的子句作为它的受词。在这个子句里头呢，我们看到一个介系词片语 unlike other birds。那么这个片语呢是修饰句子的主词，也就是 parrots， 说明它们跟其他的鸟不一样。哪里不一样呢？ Parrots can actually understand the sounds， 表示呢它们可以了解它们模仿的声音。As the name suggests。As 呢是一个连接词，它的意思是如同。The name 呢就指的是这种鹦鹉 African Grey， 它的名字，如同它的名字所暗示的。This parrot is mostly grey， 这种鹦鹉它的颜色呢，大部分的地方都是灰色的。But even though it's not the most colorful parrot， the African Grey is certainly the brightest。这种鹦鹉呢，它的颜色虽然不够鲜艳，不够五彩亮丽，但是这种鹦鹉呢 is certainly， 我们要强调的是呢 brightest， 因为 bright 这个字除了当成颜色非常鲜艳之外呢，还可以指的是一个人非常的聪明。这里的 the brightest 呢，指的是他非常的聪明，是很有智慧的， very smart。在英文当中呢，有一些表示颜色或者是色度的形容词呢，也可以形容一个人聪明与否。例如 bright 呢，可以形容一个人 very smart。如果一个人呢 is not smart， 如果他不够聪明的话，我们可以用 dull D-U-L-L 这个形容词，或者是 dim D-I-M 这种形容词来形容一个人不够聪明。
All right, let's take a short break, and when we come back, Bill and I are going to be talking some more about parrots. Hello, Landmark listeners. Bill and I are back, and we're talking about parrots, specifically the African gray. But now we're going to talk about something else that it does that's really interesting.
The Guinness Book of World Records lists one African gray named Crudel as the most proficient talking bird. It has a vocabulary of over 800 words. Another bird, appropriately named Einstein, showed its genius on the Animal Planet TV program by making a variety of impressive sounds. Einstein can oink like a pig, howl like a wolf, and tell you she's a superstar.
In the wild, parrots find one partner for life. When they are made into pets, their owners take on this role. With lifespans of 10 to 80 years, parrots really become lifelong partners. Luckily, you don't need to be an evil pirate to have a parrot as a friend.
Okay, listeners, we have a specific African gray parrot that's really famous. The Guinness Book of World Records lists one African gray named Crudel as the most proficient talking bird. So out of all the birds that talk, because remember, there are other kinds of birds, not just the parrot, out of all the birds, we know the African gray usually can speak the best, can learn the most words. But here we see that there's one named Crudel who's in the Guinness Book of World Records. That's really popular here in Taiwan. Now it says that he's the most proficient talking bird. Interesting. When you are proficient at something, it means that you're very, very good at it. And it also usually means it's something that you do a lot. Like you're good at it because you do it a lot. And I guess because you do it a lot, you're good at it.
That's right, the most proficient talking bird. And since that's in all capitals, I'm assuming that it's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records as a subject or as a different chapter maybe. But it goes on and it says, it, meaning the African gray Crudel, has a vocabulary of over 800 words. Wow, that's almost as much as me.
Oh, I think you might have a few more words than that. But with 800 words, this parrot can easily, if it really understands the words, it could easily express itself. I mean, if it's hungry, it probably says, Polly want a cracker. I don't know, if it's angry, it probably says, get away from me, you stink.
I can imagine it'd be very strange to have a conversation with a parrot. Now we're going to talk about having a conversation with another parrot, but in a different way. It says another bird, appropriately named Einstein, showed its genius on the Animal Planet TV program by making a variety of impressive sounds. All right, that sentence is a little bit long, but we'll start out by saying another bird. So, not Crudel, but I would have to think it's another African gray, appropriately named Einstein. And Einstein is one of the greatest scientists of all time, so if something is appropriately named Einstein, well, what do you think, Bill?
Well, if it's appropriate, then that means it is understandable, right? It makes sense. In fact, it usually makes sense because it's correct. So, if we named the bird Einstein, well, we got to think of who Einstein is. Einstein, like you said, very famous scientist, probably one of the smartest people to ever live. That's the way we usually think of him. So, if we call a bird Einstein, well, then it would be appropriate if the bird is smart. Now, if we say that at the beginning of the sentence, appropriately named Einstein, we really got to show that this is true in the rest of the sentence.
So we show that he is appropriately named because he shows his genius on the Animal Planet TV program by making a variety of impressive sounds. If something is impressive, it means you're like, wow, you're so surprised and you're sort of in awe. You're really thinking that that is so great.
Right. And if you are a genius, it means you're a super smart person like Einstein. But if you have genius so that you can show it, show your genius, well, that means that you're showing, I don't know, the fact that you are smart. You're showing your intelligence. It's an interesting way to use this word genius. And that really would be impressive to hear all of these different sounds. I mean, Einstein can oink like a pig, howl like a wolf, and tell you she's a superstar.
Wow, because that's just what the real Einstein did.
Right. Well, I think that, let's see, I can oink like a pig and howl like a wolf, and I can even tell you I'm a superstar, so does that mean I'm really smart too?
Well, I think you have to think of a parrot doing this thing. I mean, a parrot, it really, when it comes down to it, it's just a bird. So if you have a bird making animal noises like a pig or a wolf, or saying, hey, I'm a superstar, I think that I would think that's pretty impressive. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hey, Joe, did you hear that bark?
No, Anne. I didn't hear any barking.
What? How can you not hear that?
I did hear a growl. I'm not sure if it was from a bear or a tiger.
Oh, so what's the difference between barking and growling?
Well, a growl is a low noise, usually made by an angry animal. A bark is a short, loud noise made by dogs, and it can be happy or angry.
原来是这样, 老虎或熊的咆哮用 growl, 不可以用 bark, 而狗的吠叫用 bark. Joe, can we also use bark to describe the actual sound made by barking dogs?
Actually, we would normally use bow wow or woof woof to describe the actual barks of dogs.
形容狗的吠叫声, 名词通常用 bow wow 或是 woof woof, W-O-O-F. You know, in the farm, they have another kind of alarm clock that gives regular morning calls. 那在农场的起床号会是什么呢?
It's the rooster crowing cock-a-doodle-doo.
See you next time.
All right, we're back. In the wild, parrots find one partner for life. Well, that's kind of nice. Now, a partner here is someone that maybe you're friends with, that you work with, that you do something with. But we can also use the word partner specifically, like we do here, to mean a companion, someone that you will be with for the rest of your life. We often use this to talk about a girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife, right?
That's right, and it says, when they're made into pets, the parrots, that is, being made into pets, their owners take on this role. So, when they're not living out in the forest, they still want to have somebody in their life, so their owners take on this role. They become their partners. I can take on a new job or take on something else. Basically, you're just sort of taking on a responsibility or a role. In this case, the owner is taking on the position of being sort of like the parrot's husband or wife.
Right. You're its partner for the rest of its life and your life. And we see that parrots can have these long lifespans. With lifespans of 10 to 80 years, parrots really become lifelong partners. Now, you know, here's a good example of how you can try and understand a word from the context. This phrase, or these two words, lifespan. Well, we know that we're talking about 10 to 80 years, and that because something is 10 to 80 years, something parrots have, we know that they really become lifelong partners. Now, we also know that they take one partner for life. So a lifespan, then, must be the amount of time that an animal or something can live, is able to live.
That's right. I can even say the lifespan of the batteries on my CD player is generally not very long. It's how long something lives. But we go on, which says, luckily, you don't need to be an evil pirate to have a parrot as a friend. So this sentence is taking us right back to the first paragraph of the first day, and we're talking about pirates having parrots on their shoulders, but you don't have to be evil to have a parrot. You just have to be around for 10 to 80 years to take care of it. All right, listeners, well, let's go into some Chinese explanations of those two paragraphs.
第三段一开始提到一本书, 也就是 The Guinness Book of World Records. 那么句子的动词呢是 list, List A as B, 就是把 A 列为 B。A 呢就指的是后面这个 One African Grey named Prudo， 也就是名字叫做 Prudo 的这只鹦鹉，把它列为什么呢？ S 后面接的这个部分就是 The most proficient talking bird， 最会讲话的鸟。Proficient 呢是形容词，如果一个人 is proficient at something， 就是表示呢 he is good at something， 他某一方面是非常擅长的。Another bird， 它的动词呢是 showed its genius on the Animal Planet TV program。这里的 genius 呢是名词，指的是天分。当名词来用，还可以形容一个人呢非常的聪明，是一个天才，所以呢某人是一个 genius。这里说明他在 Animal Planet TV program 当中展现他的天分。By 后面加上动名词，表示用这种方法 ，by making a variety of impressive sounds， 它能够发出各式各样不同的声音。再回过头来看 ，another bird 后面呢有一个片语，告诉我们这只鹦鹉它的名字叫做 Einstein。那么前面又有一个副词 appropriately 来修饰这个名字呢是非常恰当的。It makes sense， 因为它跟爱因斯坦一样都是天才。In the wild, parrots find one partner for life. 这里的 partner 呢，它的意思就是 companion， 也就是同伴、伴侣。companion 的拼法是 C-O-M-P-A-N-I-O-N， C-O-M-P-A-N-I-O-N， companion. For life 呢，是表示这一辈子在它活着的时间。When they are made into pets, they 当然指的是 parrots.当他们被当成宠物来饲养的时候呢 ，their owners take on this role. Take on 的意思就是承担或者是担任。后面这个角色呢，就是前面提到的这个 partner 的角色。With lifespans of 10 to 80 years, with 呢这个介系词片语当作副词来用。With 呢可以解释成为有，他们的寿命呢有10到80年这么长。在这样的情况下。Parrots really become lifelong partners. Lifelong 是一个形容词，意思就是一辈子的，终身的。
All right, let's have a short break, and when we come back, Bill and I are going to read today's article again for you one more time.
Okay, welcome back, listeners. So we've done a lot today. We learned all about this species of bird, the African gray parrot. We learned about how different parrots are known for their ability to talk, for imitating sounds. And the African gray can learn hundreds of words. And you know why it's called the African gray? Well, because it's gray. It's not very colorful, but it's very smart. In fact, a lot of these birds...that know, you know, like 100 words or this one bird named Prudel, who's listed in the Guinness Book of World Records for knowing 800 words. Well, it's pretty cool that they can know so many words. Now, we also learned that in the wild, parrots will find only one person or one other parrot to be with for the rest of their lives. And that's why it's very important if you're a parrot owner to be able to spend a lot of time with your bird.
Now we can finally read today's article again.
Some species of parrots are known for their ability to imitate sounds, including the human voice. Also, some researchers believe that unlike other birds, parrots can actually understand the sounds.
The African gray offers a great example of a parrot's communication skills. It can easily learn hundreds of words and sounds. As the name suggests, this parrot is mostly gray. But even though it's not the most colorful parrot, the African gray is certainly the brightest.
The Guinness Book of World Records lists one African gray named Prudel as the most proficient talking bird.It has a vocabulary of over 800 words. Another bird, appropriately named Einstein, showed its genius on the Animal Planet TV program by making a variety of impressive sounds. Einstein can oink like a pig,
howl like a wolf and tell you she's a superstar.
In the wild, parrots find one partner for life. When they are made into pets, their owners take on this role. With lifespans of 10 to 80 years, parrots really become lifelong partners. Luckily, you don't need to be an evil pirate to have a parrot as a friend. All right, listeners, now it's time to read today's vocabulary. Appropriately. Because so many cars are built there, Detroit is appropriately named the Motor City.
Impressive. Simon's house is impressive. It's so large and beautiful.
Partner. Jason and Fred are business partners and own many department stores.
Take on. Henry decided to take on the challenge of learning Indonesian.
Lifespan. The average lifespan of a cat is 14 years. All right, Bill, now it's time for your favorite thing, our oral practice question. If you had a talking parrot, what are some things you would want to teach it to say?
Oh, I could have fun with this question. Let's see, I'd probably teach it to say something like, "Hey you, get out of my house." Or maybe, let's see, "Yo, I'm hungry, give me some food." Or maybe even, "Bill, you're the coolest person in the world."
Bill, why can't you use your parrot for good instead of evil?
What do you mean for evil? Okay, how about I teach the parrot to say, "Bill, someday you will solve all the world's problems and they shall all love you."
Well, it's an incredibly strange way to end the show, but I guess I hope that you will solve all the world's problems and they will all love you.
Well, I know what I could teach my parrot to say. It'd say, "I'm Bill."
And I'm Siobhan.
See you next time.